Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and
Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Sweet Discussions. My name is Sweet Pea, and I will be your host. This is sponsored by AP Taylor. We are in a group on All Poetry. The group is called Team of Voices, which is a wonderful group of poets who love to discuss all things. Regarding poems, we like to write, we like to chat, we like to just stay together and have a great time. Tonight's discussion will be a little bit of dark poetry. We are a group that is 18 or over, so our discussions can get a little deeper or a little sensual. So if you are under the age of 18, please go ahead and turn the channel. Or if you are a parent listening, make sure your kids are out of the room. Tonight, like I said, is going to be a little bit dark, a little bit of things that make you go screaming out of the room. I love these kinds of things. So we are going to go ahead and see who we have. Right now I have myself and I have the wonderful Jay Hatter, who actually wrote the lyrics to the song you just heard, The Words I Cannot Say, which was sung by Shout Even Shy. So hey, Mr. Hatter, it's just you and I. I guess people are afraid of the dark. Or we have had so much.
Sweet, sweet spring screen.
Sweet, yeah, I can even say that. Sweet spring.
Spring.
Yeah, sweet spring scream. That is crazy.
Yep. Sweet spring scream.
I don't even know if everybody knows that we actually have a show tonight because we have been out for so many days.
I know.
So I have been putting it out there and going, hey, we actually have a show. But I don't know. I do have a couple of recordings. So, hey, it might be a short show, but at least we've got some things out there. So I am excited about that. At least, you know, if we start it off and then people know we're back on the air, that would be great. You know, it is what it is, and I'm glad you wrote the show. And then I have a special poem just to read just for you, Mr. Hatter. Another lovely Alice in Wonderland poem that I put together because I love to do Alice in Wonderland things. So since you're here and I'm here and that's what we're going to do, why don't I just kick that right off because it has nothing to do with screaming, but it is a poem I wrote.
Let me hear you scream? Let me hear you scream?
Yeah. Yeah, it has nothing to do with letting you scream, but it's a great poem that I wrote, and it has to do with Wonderland. So I am going to go find the surreal Skittle poem and read that to you because it's, you know, the thing that you and I do together, which is the lovely...
Did you call them?
I called and you helped me with the rhyming scheme stuff because I'm not a great rhymer and you are one of the best.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, kind of went back and forth and you're like, hey, try this or try that. And I went, it was. And then, you know, I went back and redid it. I was doing things back and forth and all that. So I really, really enjoyed it with you. So now that it's finished, I'm like, oh, you're here, I'm here. Let's go ahead and do this. So this is...
Yeah.
I'm sending it now to the board, so hopefully you get it.
Got it. I got it.
All right, you got it. So you're good?
Yep.
So this is a half-cracked gang of Skittles in Wonderland. I really appreciate all your help on this, too. Anyway... In a curious place where Alice did race, an odd problem they faced when the space began to fill with puddles of color, random little oceans of blue, pink, and yellow. Under the sycamore tree, friends gathered to drink psychedelic tea, a white rabbit watching the time, a caterpillar lost in the clouds of rhyme, and a smiling cat all sat to listen to a madman wearing hats speak in puzzling facts. As the moon began to squeeze out the day, the Mad Hatter spoke out to say, I drove past the horse ridden by the headless man, waved to him as he passed the witch with the apple span, smiled at the girl dressed in red, along with three pigs, hunting for a wolf they wished dead. An even drive, I would have thought it normal, until that gang of colors came rolling around the corner, littering their skittling candy shell skins, now half-cracked, bleeding rainbow colors of purple and green, pissing off the queen, turning her garden of perfect red roses black. The Mad Hatter called a friend who had troubles with triples, not Skittles, and his advice made him lovable. Feed them to the birds. They are sweet. And litter the streets. A bird's eye view will peck it clean, environmentally on repeat. Mysteries never cease in Wonderland, as bird droppings became the seeds for Skittle trees that shed color skin toppings for the birds and Skittle fruit buds to the herds for gobbling. Now my story should end, but this is Wonderland, my friend. Wonderland had more to give for every juicy Skittle bite. Was a morsel in a sentence to write, an idea for a storyline, a metaphor for a broken heart, a dragon lost in time, the word we needed to find. Surreal Skittles hanging on a tree in a land that keeps no time. End poem.
Wonderland. That's pretty good. I have a question. I'll find it.
I know you will.
I should have wrote it down. Oh, yeah, I like how you got the all the other... I know what I was going to say. In any other fairy tale or nursery rhyme or any story, to me, I don't see myself in the wood, dark woods with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I don't even see myself going down the Golden Brook Road. But Wonderland, I see myself, and when you said you drove an evening drive, I never visualized driving through Wonderland.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know.
It's something you never think of.
Right.
Know,
well, Wonderland is pretty big. You can't walk everywhere.
Yeah. It finds you. It finds you. You just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Down the original rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's funny. I never, you know, thought that you would never drive in Wonderland, but, you know.
Yeah. What kind of
you
car?
Walk around. I don't know. I guess you're going to have to think about
it.
No. Could be a motorcycle, yeah.
Gotta be a Harley.
Yeah. A Mad Hatter's Harley. That's for you to write, not for me.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I like the Puddles Skittles. That's what we had fun with, was the little Puddles that they were. It was some pooping over everywhere.
Right. So that was you know, how I edited it and how I put it back together. Because the first time I read it to you, though, the first stanza makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. So I went back and took your advice and let everybody know where we were when we first came in, and then kind of used the psychedelic tea like you told, you know, we talked about, and you worked in, around that. And then I kind of condensed it down a little bit more and edit it, and you know, you were like, okay, well, this has to make sense, and I didn't do too bad with the rhyming, so I mean, it's not perfect.
No, and I wouldn't worry about. Don't worry about it making sense. You're in Wonderland. Nothing makes sense.
Sense, right? So but I and of course, my favorite rhyme in here. We had troubles with tribbles, not skittles. That's my favorite rhyme. You know, who doesn't want to make a phone call to Kirk from Wonderland?
Make a phone
so
call?
So I had fun.
Hey.
To Captain Kirk, you know. Why not? Of course Hatter knows Wonderland. You know, Captain Kirk, he has to. So.
I got all it means. Scotty, we need more power.
Yeah. So no, I had fun with that.
Green-blooded goblin.
Green-blooded goblin. Yes, so I had fun with that one. So we had a good time there.
You know,
so that,
I,
that's
I,
where
I
we were at.
I haven't written one in a long time.
Well, there you go. Now you've got a motorcycle to ride around on. Yeah.
I tried to create different characters. But I tried that. That's not easy.
Well, I put the Headless Horseman and the Witch in the Apple Stand and Red Riding Hood and the Three. They're all hanging out in Wonderland for some sort of reason. Or they're really not in Wonderland because you're out for a drive. So it doesn't really say that you're in Wonderland. You're just out for a drive. So you could be anywhere.
Oh, you know, I did write that one where the roads of in Wonderland came close to the Golden Yellow Brick Road of Dorothy. And,
yeah.
Alice talk.
So technically, you don't know where you're at. You're just out for a drive. So it doesn't really mean that you're in Wonderland,
yeah.
too. You're just out for a drive. So you could have been in any fairy tale land you wanted to because you're the Mad Hatter. So it alludes to that you can go outside of Wonderland and do what you wish. I mean, you're calling Kirk. So, you know, you have access to anything you want. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's great.
I wonder if I could, what did I call that one?
Let's see if I can find that dorky one.
I can't remember what I called it, but I think I would recognize it. I think I put it in a folder.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland. Okay.
Like, I'm going to make you cry.
No.
Don't make me cry.
I could do my one that I wrote for tonight.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
And, of course, doesn't look like put it in the folder, call her Alice, have some time. Yeah, I would have to go looking for it.
Want me to get that?
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah, copy, running down the hall.
I've got a couple on that we can play on tape. I've got.
Okay.
I've got a few things we can throw up there.
It came between the midnight screams. Like this. It came between the midnight screams. It crawls from holes of demon mud, wanting more to it finds your door in search of virgin blood. What shadows watch just dreams to fear. It drools too much as it draws near. Words it comes to feed. Clap on, you dog, this time you bleed. After dark, you wait with anxious hand and clap to start the ceiling fan.
Oh, clap on. Every time I see that, it's just old woman just whack, whack, whack. That's my God, that's so funny. I love that picture. You know, I actually have a picture of me like just like that, literally just like that, me screaming my head off. We were in a museum of illusion. And you're supposed to scream as loud as you could. And while you're in this little thing, they take a picture. And I have a picture of me. It looks just like that. I'm just screaming all mouth and teeth. It's a horrible picture of me, but it looks just like that. I seriously
Why do
just
scream?
Like that.
Why do we
Why
scream?
Do we scream? Oh, it's cathartic. It's so wonderful. It really is. Yeah, I think so. I think it's absolutely
little kids create,
one of the...
They say that it's good to scare little kids. Good
yeah.
Do you agree with that? I mean, could you... I go a little too far. I used to.
I think it's, you know... My grandson loves to sneak up and scare me. He thinks it's hilarious. He thinks it's the funniest thing in the world to scare somebody. Watch somebody go... Why did you do that? And he loves to be scared. He thinks it's funny. He's like, oh, you got me. And he'll laugh. And
how old is he?
But he loves.
How old is he?
He's six.
How old is he?
He's 6 years old. And he just thinks it's funny. He'll try to hide behind things and like jump out at you. He thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
He said he's right at the right age to know what payback.
I figured
if they give you a night that you can legally scare kids, I embrace that.
I don't know if that's true, but you know, maybe.
Well, I had a sheriff show up one time. Hey man,
yeah.
How you doing? Yeah, they weren't supposed to
they give you a
on.
Badge
I
and a microphone.
What? My mic?
I said, a mic and a badge. You're allowed to do it legally. Okay.
Yeah, but I did it. I got in trouble because I soaked my yard because I wanted anybody scared walking up the tunnel to the front door could only leave through the tunnel to the front door. And these kids ran out of the yard and got soaked, fell, hurt, so he got hurt.
Wow. That's crazy.
It says keep off the grass. It said keep off the grass, man.
Off the grass.
I didn't get.
That's what it said.
I didn't get in trouble, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went all out.
That's awesome. That's just awesome. I love it. Okay, so I am going to read Jenny the Deep's poem.
Yeah.
I think that will be lovely. She's always lovely, so this is Dark Secrets, Midnight Thoughts by Jenny the Deep. Since we met in 2010, I knew we were destined to be best friends. We had our ups and downs, but mostly ups. But I guess the good times were not enough. I know your business is yours alone, but I couldn't let secrets destroy my own home. No, I never told your husband, but I did tell mine. And maybe that's where I crossed the line. Sorry I let you down last year. Maybe I was paranoid by fear. It's like I lost you, but in my case. Now I know it wasn't my place. I tried to be the best friend to you that I could. I did. Regardless, you're better off without me, sis. Remember the times I've been there for you? Sorry it came to this. For you to see my point of view. Never could I say no to whatever it is you ask, but I no longer maintain life's most important task. Filled with nothing but remorse and regret, it's time to forget we ever met. Let me descend to the fiery pits below where the burning molten lava river flows. Sorry I didn't reach out for your hand, but I didn't think you would understand. Now you can live your own life with your family and mine. I was just an extra burden anyway. No more me to dampen your nights or days. And home. Wow. That's intense.
Did you need the
Yeah. 235 words I would say to a friend if died today based on anxious, paranoid thoughts. That's pretty dark. I really like the way she took this.
I feel like I read somebody's diary.
I know. That's pretty dark. And it's true, though. That's deep.
Oh,
I love that. Let me descend to the fiery pits below. Yeah. Because people can get really weird and paranoid. Oh, hello. I think I've got a raconteur on the phone with them. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey.
There's the voice of Mr. Raconteur. How are you?
I'm alive. Treading water, but I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you're alive, and I'm glad that you're here. Well, not here, but here. You know.
Yeah, we could wish somebody there, right? You know, that'd be transport. Like, you know, Did you try saying my name three times? See if that works.
I did, and then I had to text you. Because I called, you know, James, and nothing happened.
Well, it did, but I had to clean it up. Anyway.
You're bad. Well, we were just discussing Jenny's home.
Jenny. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's always the risk when you make friends with somebody online, because eventually somebody always ends up catching feelings and then everything ends up going to shit. It's ugly. It gets ugly sometimes because people don't understand. It's like you go into it the best of intentions, but, you know, you can't help yourself. It's like your friends and the things that make you friends, you know, they bond you together, and then you want more, and then because that's human nature. It's like, I want more of a good thing. Enough isn't enough. It's never enough. So, and then you want more, and then it's like, you know, logically you can understand, well, I can't have more, but, you know, your heart still says, but I still want more. you got to behave and walk that tightrope, you know?
Absolutely.
That's another contradiction that I always marvel at, because, you know, you want the people that you love and you care about, you want nothing more than for them to be happy. And if they're happy in their situation with the people that they're with and everything, no matter how much you want to be with them, you have to be like, you know, well, I'm happy for you, and you can't push that.
Yeah.
You can't, you know. It's like, hey, you know, I support it, you know. It's like that's what you want. That's what makes you happy. I get that. I understand that. So, you know, you're not, as much as I, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wanted more. But, you know, hey, if I can't have more, I'll take what I can get, because, you know, I'd rather have you in my life than not at all. So, you know, there's that. So that's my philosophy in a nutshell.
Well, okay. I like that.
Emphasis on nut.
Awesome. And how are your thoughts?
James? I'm in the vault. I'm in the vault trying to find something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to do one thing at a time.
I thought there was no reception in the vault.
Sometimes there's not.
What?
Exactly.
Comes and goes.
That's a light bulb impersonation.
That's usually what happens to me.
Oh, wait a minute. I found it.
All right. Yay, you found it.
Good, I can do
awesome.
It. I'm right there. Ding Ching.
All right.
You want to read it? Sweet, my eyes are shut a shot.
I can do that. Thank you. I got one blind guy and one half blind guy. I'll be reading a lot on my show.
I give you an audio.
I understand that. But I have a show. I just need reader. Okay, I'll be reading. I'm just teasing you too. Trying to Make It Home by Jay Hatter. When Alice found the golden brick, she wondered where it led. Voices from the tree she heard, and this is what they said. It is necessary to make this trip, the government says, to stay home. Social distance is the way to be. You must always stand alone. Dorothy walked the yellow road and stopped where Alice stood. I'm going to see the wizard man, and join me if you would. Alice asked if she knew what Wonderland is and where they are, and that she could walk along with her, but not too very far. You can stay with me if you wish in Wonderland. There is no time. And you can end your quest today, my dear, if you don't mind. So along the border of Wonderland, there is a golden highway. And in the trees, there's a young Dorothy with Alice. They're there. They are there today. Two souls lost with one goal. Neither wants to be alone. So Dorothy now with Alice, somewhere, somehow, are trying to make it home. Aw, I love that. I love it now as much as I loved it then. I think it's brilliant. It is. It's just brilliant.
I forgot Toto.
So, I love it. I am going to play you now, though, Raconteur. Are you ready? Noisy monkey.
I don't see it up there yet.
No, I haven't put it up yet. I have not put him up yet. I'm going in there now. Mm. Put him up.
Careful.
Because my parents didn't do a very good job.
I was going to say, which one of you are noisy tonight that I need to tell to be quiet? Is that you? Or is that Hatter? Or Hatter? Is it?
It's probably me.
Huh? Be quiet.
Well, you know, I'm not intentionally bumping into things.
I know, but I still can tell you to be quiet.
It's just my nature. It's just my nature.
I can't see anything. They put things in my way.
Helen.
I just get to have fun. I'm here. I can't find anything. I'm so blind. Oh, here it is. Okay, so let me grab this and put it on the board.
Did you play some Tommy Rowe?
I don't even know. Okay, wait. Here we go. That is there for you guys. Well, for Hatter and I did that. And then let me go here.
Theoretically, it's there for me, but I just can't do anything with it.
Well, you wrote it, so you should know it, and it's beautiful. All right, so here we go. You got it, Hatter?
Got it, Hatter.
All right, here we go.
Vocals and Darkness by Raconteur. My voice disperses as it attempts flight, swallowed by shadows fading from sight. Gateway into the night, darkness devours the light. Still, there's music that surrounds us, contained in whispers, murmurs, and agonized screams. Beauty layered in every note, tinged with naive hopes and shattered dreams. Shadows offer solace, like the innocence of the womb or the finality of death. In between, there's nothing but vulnerability and the passing of time with every breath. No place louder than in the conservatory of my breast, one time replete with the echoes of concerts long since completed, melodies that once resonated, any vestiges long since depleted, creating a vacuum so profound, I feel my core tearing me asunder. No sound ever to escape again. Nothing of value left to plunder. The rhythms of my being were never meant to be played solo, heedlessly sung at peak voice to a packed house, yet unheard by the audience, or remain untouched by any emotions espoused. Sound sometimes seems to be absorbed by the darkness, silencing the lyrics to my muted tune, blinding me, crushing my aspiration to croon. No accompaniment to my performance. No one to hear my song. Everyone has departed, and I've been vocalizing offbeat all along. End poem.
Out of time. The croon. Rocky croon.
You know.
Very good.
I don't I barely can talk after you read something from the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
It's always, it's profound, it's richness, it's dedication to every word. It just, you write with this old soul of like a New Orleans jazz song, and it just brings the, like, it has like ivory tresses of melancholy all over it. And it just really makes me swoon. Literally, all I can think of is every possible metaphor for Old South, like my corset is too tight or something like that, because that's how I feel. Like, you just bathe me in old Southern charm. And you just do that with the Hurt Locker every time I'm in it. This is just another fabulous example. You someday should put out the book, The Hurt Locker, and you will have a million fans. Yeah, I truly believe that. Fabulously done, Raconteur.
Thank you.
So, Rack, let me ask you a question. Why do you think, and I do this all the time, in fact, I have to consciously make an effort to not use the word shadow, because I have them in every poem. What's the draw? The shadows. Is it because it's unknown?
Well, for me, there's a combined metaphor between darkness and not being able to see. But before that, because I actually wrote that before I lost what was left of my eyesight. The shadows, you know, to represent the unknown. They represent mystery. They represent all kinds of things. You know, there's darkness, but you know, darkness isn't necessarily bad. So. You know, there's a lot of things that come from darkness, you know. People have fun in the dark. Well, they can anyway,
yeah, I think it's done well when you use it with a use it with a feeling or something or a color.
Well, you know, like Sweet Pea mentioned, it's all in how you wield the metaphor. You could be very cliche about it, or you could be, you know, a little more open-minded about it and kind of, you know, upbeat even. It's just, I don't know. It's just that's how it worked out.
Yeah.
Well, I constantly shadow, too.
Music leaves a shadow. Yeah, music leaves a shadow. Or something that shouldn't leave a shadow. But
you can't have shadows without light. You know, the light makes shadows.
You know, that's another one I was going to bring up. The darkness eats the light. What is darkness? You wouldn't know it if we could actually live in a world of darkness where nobody sees anything. Wouldn't that be a trip?
Right.
Our other senses would be so high.
I think that's kind of a misnomer when they say that, because it's not that your other senses feel heightened, it's that's all you're left with, so you notice them more.
Yeah.
if we were born in a world, though, if the world had no eyes.
Well, that's a different. We wouldn't know what it would be like then. It's all
exactly.
Different perspectives, I think. Yeah.
There were no eyes, only us.
All right. Well, I have mine up, boys. Differently.
Yes, please.
All right. So this is Fault as her last
course.
Memory. Yeah. So do you see it
got
now?
It.
All right.
Got it.
Fault as her last memory by Sweet. The streetlight casts a jaundiced glow across the boardwalk, creating an eerie angelic halo ring around the dark waves, embracing the sands rolling over the wooden planks. The rushing waves spoke in hushed tones of a thousand dying voices, wishing to sink into the sands of dry land. Walking in shades of broken heart rage, she taunted the devil's sailors, to capture her soul and drown her in misery into the depths of Davy Jones' locker and swallow the key. The hand of sea rose and kicked her from her feet. The tide swallowed her whole, tangling her in rows of seaweed, lungs filled with black water, leaving the taste of salt her last memory. Beware the beautiful woman walking alone on the beach. One look and you're bewitched by her long red hair and emerald eyes. She speaks in songs and cries and salty teardrops. She takes your hand, and now it's too late. You're the object of her rage. Follow her now into the depths of the ocean where you'll drown to feed the queen of revenge ejected by Poseidon. And home.
She's a riptide.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if you were to drown in the ocean, would salt be the last thing you think of? A little salty.
I don't know.
That was clever. Who knows? That was very good.
I don't know. If I'm drowning, I'm thinking about air, not salt.
Yeah.
But
you know,
you may be drowning, but leaving the taste of salt is her last memory.
Yeah. Yeah. There's panic and fear involved in that too. That's a great metaphor. Because when you drown in something, it's not necessarily liquid.
Right. But it's more about the ghost of the, you know, rejection and heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You could drown in somebody too.
Yes, it's true.
There you go.
This is very true. Same metaphor.
Cast a shadow.
Yeah. So that would have been mine. So thank you. Appreciate it. Let's see. Let me go back into. Let's see. Where are we at? Don't know what Deb's going to call. Let's go ahead and we will put up Mr. Wayne. He's always just so much fun. Gotta love a Wayne. Wayne poems are the best ever. All right, guys. Let me know when you see him, and I will start the recording.
Got it.
I know you can. Okay. Here we go.
I was walking alone. It was great last night. I didn't have a chance to fight. These leather straps are so tight, hanging here without any light. I must be a hell of a sight. This can't be right. I just wish I could see who's doing this to me. Will they ever set me free? There's no way this can be. I know there's two or three, and we're gonna die probably. They inflicted so much pain. Don't know if I can sustain. What are they trying to gain? They're like I'm going insane. I can just barely maintain. This blood flowing to my brain. These guys are not on my team. I believe they hate me, it would seem. I wish this nightmare was a dream. We could be sitting eating ice cream. But all I can do is scream.
Yeah.
In?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus, Wayne. Wayne. Oh my God.
That was a lot of screaming.
Oh my God. Yeah. How much yelling was that?
Whose foot did he step on?
That was a bit. I mean, good Lord. That was awesome, though. Someone in the night.
How you see the pictures they wrote to, right? That's a great angle to go. I would have probably went down under.
Okay, glad you clarified that. Especially for me, you know, I need things clarified like that. No, Wayne, great job, great audio always. Rack, your thoughts on Mr. Oh God, Why Me, Wayne?
I kind of got a little lost in the beginning. I don't know if it was low or if it didn't play from the beginning over
yeah,
the...
He just had a very low register. It was very... He usually doesn't talk that low. I love that they inflicted me so much pain. Don't know if I can sustain. What are they trying to gain? Feel like I'm going insane. I can barely maintain. With blood flow into my brain. And his picture is this guy hanging upside down. They got him, like, hanging from his feet. So,
okay.
These guys are not on my team. I believe they hate me, it would seem. I wish this nightmare was a dream where I could be sitting ice cream. All I can do is scream. And then he just starts screaming. It's just nuts. I wish we could all be eating ice cream. Wait a minute, my family is. They're eating ice cream. Yes.
Ice cream.
I
got all the toppings.
Cream for ice cream.
I have all the toppings. I just don't have the ice cream.
Oh. You're so bad. Oh, my God. So.
It was excellent. Excellent, Wayne.
Yes.
I can feel the blood flowing to your brain, Wayne.
Yeah. I love the upside down guy, and he just starts, why are they doing this to me? The blood is going the wrong way. Oh, excellent. Excellent, Wayne, as always. So let's go to, see, we did Wayne, we did this. Wayne T.W. Francis. I'm going to put him up here.
Another Wayne.
How many more we got?
Not very many. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, another Wayne. Isn't that cool? This is Wayne T.W. Ghosts don't like cable. Ghosts don't like cable. I remember a house in which we lived. Feels like a lifetime ago. Just half mine thus far. We live not alone, I assure. Such a conclusion, preposterous. So you think. Then how, oh, do say, do the lights flicker? And curtains turn and doors bang? No, not a trick by any dear. That was mystery. No electric faults. Don't jump the gun. Curtains unautomated. Use your hands. They never touch the TV, though. I guess ghosts don't like cable either. End of hope. I like it. Why would they? I mean... Maybe that's the whole idea of poltergeist, too. They didn't like the cable. Maybe they wouldn't have bothered with the TV if they had decent cable. Now it all makes sense to me. That is a great poem. I hate my cable company. I really do. Oh. That is a great poem.
You think his house was haunted?
Yeah. Great.
Well, at the very least, it's the TV set.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the most disturbing scenes when the chick crawls out of the TV.
Oh, the Ringu.
Yeah, that's for us. I had some kind of spirit in called the Palm House in Fair Oaks, California. It was a ranch style house, and it was a long hallway, really long, dark. My dog would sit there and stare down it, just stare at it. Dude, what do you see?
Hold on, I got HP on the line.
Speaking of down under.
Hello, how are you?
Well, much.
I know. I was so excited.
What did you do? What did you do?
I don't know.
Who did you tip?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, every time I try this, so I can't get it to bloody work. I've tried 3 times now. I can't get my show to work. I'm letting you get,
ooh,
you get yours to
witchy,
work first off.
Woman.
I don't know what it is.
I know. That's what Hatter and I said. You know, we'll be here alone because nobody knows I have a show. But, hey, it's the
blast. There you go. So, go figure. So,
you know,
anyway.
I am a redheaded witchy woman.
Yes. Well, I have been listening to the Wayne series, so I thought I might do a Wayne-inspired poem. Sweet.
Oh, awesome. Yes, please.
Yeah?
Please do. Yeah, so, we're ready.
Okay. Well, let's just, since, you know, since somehow you can find a way of making this freaking thing work, and I can't. This is, well, if Wayne can do it. And
okay.
It goes.
Oh, no, you're killing.
A little bit like this. A slight scratching behind the bed. You just know that dread. The bloody mice disturbed. Think of a way for how to curb. But then become forcefully loud. Not like it's going to be cowed. Oh, God, rats and louvers. Maybe time for the pest renewers. I got out of bed to search instead while this growing red and damn in a trice a hole opened to a frigid blast of ice. And we should walk towards the beach was bird and the sweet out on rollers yet still only the size of my molars, but their eyes dense, fiercely hot, and gazes dice on the spot. Their voices high pitch. We are here to make you our bitch. So then it's just a matter of means. Where's that chemical bean? Hold on, I yelled back, for I still had that solvent in the stack. I burnt my hand, despair, dispose. Small or large, I did suppose. Emptied the stuff into the hole to the sound of screams by hole.
Oh!
And then there was only but silence, and smoke curled whence, while the solvent burned. Yet to a larger sound I turned. There they were. Now real life wide and quite pissed beside. Fun, but no solvent and no time to run. In pond.
Oh. Oh, my God. What do we do to cause this nightmare? Oh.
Still burning a hole. Still burning a hole.
I know.
It's like they're addicted to the chemical. Came back for more. Got me a black flag.
Oh, no. we called too early in the morning. You didn't get enough coffee or tea. Oh, my goodness.
It's still only the size of my molars.
Our mornings are AP's evenings, though, aren't they?
Yeah,
we're here to make you our
I like molars and rollers. There's something about it. Anyway, just a nice little rhyme, Patter.
A little quote there. Hold on.
My old 5 foot self, right? funny as hell, by the way. Remember to call after 8 p.m. Okay, got it. This is great. Thank you. This is a very pleasant, lovely poem, and I'll mark it down.
Thank you, sweet.
Oh, good. You're welcome.
be. You should have taken your fingerprints. You should have taken your fingerprints off while you were at it.
There's no words in here that say like something I need to fight. Like Kevin is a bitch. I don't have to look for any subtle other things in here, do I?
No.
Okay.
Pretty much straight up and down. But yeah.
Good. Got it.
I like the way he looked at it. If it could burn my hand this way, how else can I use it?
Oh my God.
That's it. When in doubt. Yeah.
Now it's burning a hole through the center of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's it. It's probably still burning today. Bastard of a stuff.
How is that?
Yeah. I've got a simple Band-Aid on it now. So, you know, it's got a Band-Aid on it.
Oh,
it's
good.
Got a Band-Aid on it. That means it can't be too drastic, you know what I mean? I have one Band-Aid
he
on.
Had one hand. He had one hand that hadn't been in a cast in the last year or so he had to even things out.
Oh, right, Hatter. It's either been in a cast or I've tried to burn it out of existence or something similar.
Yeah,
so, yeah, my right hand's been, you know, not great. But anyway, I'm trying to stop myself now.
That's great. Well, now that I have you here and I've been reading poems because I have Hatter and Rack here, can I get you to read Deb?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, you're
course,
wonderful.
Course.
Thank you.
Course,
oh,
course,
that would take some voice off of me.
Yeah. So good.
We need to find someone else visually impaired so it could be three blind mice.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to let Wayne in.
Yes.
Hey, Wayne, you're in.
Yes, how's it going, man?
Yes, I'm getting comments from Mr. Yes, I'm going
to
get Rack, I'm going to get, I'm getting comments from Mr. AP other than me just sitting here laughing at him. So, or not laughing at him, but laughing at his poem. Because there's some things in there that are personally to me. So, Rack, what did you think?
He's. I guess he's lucky he doesn't do sign language. I like the idea. You know, the feeling in the beginning was really very visceral. You know, he's talking about the critters and things, and then, you know, it's just to the cold air and whatnot. That was a lovely transition, and. It just fit very well in the scene you were setting. It worked very well. And, you know, like always, you know, the overall rhyme and everything else, you told a great story.
Thank you, Rack.
And Hatter, I know you've already kind of commented, so if you have anything else to say, let me know.
You got any black flag?
Ha! Good thinking. Just stronger.
I like that angle. That's what it made me think of. I came back for more. That's some good stuff, man.
And
don't worry about
I don't know if you got to hurt it. Oh, sorry, Hatter. Go ahead.
I was just saying we worry about the flu bug becoming a different strain that nothing would work.
Yeah.
Well, what about the varmints?
Well, exactly. Exactly, Hatter. You know, you'd be exactly where I'm going. Yep, correct. Okay.
It seems to happen in Australia.
It does.
I remember.
Stuff. Yes, I agree. So, anyways.
And Wayne, if you heard it and have anything to say?
I didn't hear it, but I'm reading over it now, man. I got down where it said, we were here to make you our bitch. I thought that's AP talking. It's the last while. I'm just now reading through it right now. It's a great, good poem. I enjoy it.
Awesome.
I was just following your muse, Wayne.
What?
You know, just rolling along.
Good job.
Part of the love letter. The love letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. There you go.
All righty then. All right. I have Deb on the board.
You do, and you want me to read it, I think. Is that right?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
cool.
Please.
here we go. This is by Deborah Lee. With no bubblegum sticks in the pack, I'll blow a gasket and snap. Some people say gasket. I say gasket. The plastic painted smiles that you flash light my fuse and it glows black and red. Now my bosom buddy screws the monster tucked underneath that four-posted bed, then tiptoes and climbs onto the canopy top, dripping slime and sweat on every silk thread. That beast hangs with fungus toenails and orchestrates nightmares just to lick teardrops you shed. Then, as I clip a lock of hair from your bobblehead on your body's dead skin cells, the monster's fed. You sleep wrapped up in a warm white blanket as the whispered voodoo spells are said, sparking a fire ant burning each parade, so you scratch blisters on flesh in blood red. I snap pink chewing gum bubbles just so the pop fuels rage inside my head. The gum flavour sours, so I spit a glob in the trash, but with no pieces to chew, two fists squeeze like lead. Then I move on to the ass kicking with my voodoo pin, stabbing the bowl's elbows, both knees and your head. We laugh as you toss and whimper as you sleep. No sound sleep for you and your daydreams lay dead. Pendulum swings as cuckoo sings and clock ticks thump. Moon dips, then the sun climbs, lighting the sky overhead. Leaving now, but from tonight on, we'll play with you for kicks. Till I say, fuck the bubblegum, bitch, then chew you up instead. End poem.
Well, there you go. The things your tongue can do until you're done.
Listen to it.
There you go. We laugh as you toss and whimper as you sleep. No sound sleep for you, and your daydreams lay dead. Wow, Deb brought this one. I love it. Yes, nice and nasty. But, you know, flapping tongues deserve what they deserve. I love the metaphors in here, Deb. I thought they're great. Wow, I really do. There's so much blood and gore and just a lot of dripping slime and sweat and a lot of it. And, of course, the last line is the best. I'll just chew you up instead. You know, say what you're going to say, you know, gossiping tongues and all of that. And bye-bye. I'm done with you. That's just great. And, AP, you read it. What do you think?
It's fun. I was hoping this was a new one by Deb, but it's an old one. Because I sort of, there's something about the old Deb pieces that have got that lovely sort of rawness to them. And this is one of them. And it's good fun. Go back there, Deb.
Yes. Yeah. And Hatter, your thoughts?
You think she snaps her gun? I
have no doubt she snaps her
smile. I bet she can. Yeah. She just fell off. Where did it go? The beast hangs with fungus covered toenails and orchestrates nightmares just to lick teardrops you shed. And then as I clip the locks of your hair from your bobblehead. Yeah, she was in a mood.
Yeah,
she was in a mood. Okay. And Raconteur.
You know, the thing I really love about this is, you know, in the midst of the darkness, she's got that image of blowing the bubbles, the pink bubbles. You know, it's almost like follow the bouncing ball, and you're listening to the song come along, and then the snap of the gum. So in the midst of the blackness, you see this little pink thing swell and then crack. that was very, very visual, very, very lovely. I think that underscored the whole piece very well. And then, you know, the whole line about, you know, chewing somebody up. You know, I'll just chew you up instead. Arrangement-wise, I like that, before she chewed up the she spit out the chewing gum, because that's an extension of that expression too, chew you up and spit you out. So that the whole piece was very emotional like that. It was lovely.
Yeah, that was great. And Wayne, your thoughts?
I say dibs and when it got dark on us. This is it has a great ending when she said that. But I say, fuck the bubblegum, bitch. I thought that was a great line there. And then the other line she had, I like to hold up was, then I moved on to the ass kicking with my voodoo pin, stabbing the dog's elbows, both knees, and head in your head. That's great, too. She's getting down with it. She did good with this. I think I like it a whole lot. It's one of my favorite points for her. I like the dark stuff. So she did great, and I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Bitch is the
that
word of
brilliant.
The night.
I know.
Word of the night. It is.
Yes, it was definitely that is the word of the night. It's a great word. We can always, you know, enjoy that. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I think we may be done, guys. And you guys are all just joining me, but, you know, I have the show. I'm sorry.
You do.
I did. I do. I had a great show. It was a lot of fun. Hatter, thanks for joining me. I thought I was going to be alone there for a while. I can, actually, AP, if you want to read one more, I have one more that we can read.
Okay. We can do that.
Let me pull that out for you.
Oogie boogie.
All right.
Me while I put this out.
Yeah.
I'm at practice. I'm done for a while. Been, you know,
I know. Hold on. Let me
ring
get
up
this
the damn
one
studio.
Out.
It's has bloody. Anyway. It's a good.
Yeah. Do-do-do. Let me get it in there.
That should be in the studio.
Yeah, I know. There we go.
He's got a gum chew night.
There you go, sir.
This is unseen by the Bird. One and only Bird. There is only the one bird, and she's pretty. And
yes.
It's called Company Unseen. It goes a little bit like this. Shadows had a voice that evening, footsteps on night air followed close enough, the bristle hair in warm breath, then silence. Singing away, the chill down my spine, walking faster by whatever lyrics popped in my mind. Still, the louder I sang, the more vociferous the noise. Contemplating waiting beneath the aura of every street lamp, but slowing down felt too close, running felt too insane. So I like big butts, and I cannot lie, stepping to the brisk beat. I could almost believe it was an easy stroll, but there was nothing easy about claustrophobic outdoors. Each growl of passing cars, each rush of wind, carried with it another spirit. More footsteps, never quite in time with my own. Home at last, doors locked, lights on. I sat in the armchair waiting for it to feel quiet, but the air felt tight around my skin. Tighter with every breath, louder with every heartbeat, shadows changed shape in stagnant light, and windows offered no solace. Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awe, as they moved again in a low hum. It may have been my refrigerator, but sounded like the voices stopped individual chatter and moved as one in too close a proximity for me to move without feeling them, whatever they were. Them, the shadows, the voices, the air itself. But if it's on the air or in it, then every breath taints me, filling me with more fear, and the eyes that I see in my head look at me with my eyes open. I sat motionless, awaiting dawn. I wondered what would become of tonight, but it's every night, and the sun is too far away. Steal my trepidation. End poem.
And that and how you end a make me scream kind of night. Wow. Oh, see, that just chills up and down my spine. Because you don't know who's in the air, on the air, around the air, but you can just feel it. And you, and none of you can say that you not have sat in a room and felt some presence, and your the hair on the back of your neck just stands up for no apparent reason. And you're like, what the hell is that? Who is that? Why is that? What the hell just happened? And, you know, they say somebody stepped over your grave at some point in time, either an old one, a future one, whatever it is. And I, oh, God, I cannot stand that. And the sun is too far away to steal my trepidation. Brilliantly done, my dear. Brilliantly done. Oh, wow. That is, that was beautiful. Mr. AP, you read it, and give me your thoughts, please.
Yes, it was outrageously creepy. It, I love the idea of something sitting in the air and therefore, you know, whenever you breathe, you're sort of, you have to be part of it, and you can't get away from it because it's surrounding you. It's very claustrophobic and beautifully written.
Yes. And Mr. Hatter, Hatter, your thoughts?
Yes, unmuted. Hey, Rack. Whatever they were, them, the shadows, the voices, the air itself, none of which can cast a shadow. She's very good.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, she's got a way of writing that just, I get it. So there, I get it.
Yes, so
right.
There.
And then so there, and rack your thoughts then on the shadows that are there.
The thing I love about this is, you know, this is somebody that's comfortable in the darkness, and even she could find things that to make you scared when she discusses them. So, you know, she's got a way of pointing things out that, like, you know, oh no, it's dark and you can't see, but you know that's there.
Yeah. Oh, chilling. And Wayne.
Yes. It's pretty weird. It has the paranoia and the claustrophobia down pat in this poem. Great descriptions in it and wonderful tension all the way through the poem. I wish I could have snuck up behind her and just a little boo when she was doing all that. It scared her to death. She did good on this. I like this poem a whole lot.
I did too. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Sweet Discussions. Let me make you scream. And a not, you know, in the other room, that would be a totally different title. But we're in this room, and I love this room. So I am going to say goodnight. I'm glad that I was the first show of the week. Hopefully it will continue. Knock on wood. And Blog Talk will let us continue to have great shows. Yeah. So, everybody, good night. Let's have a good one. Tomorrow night, I don't know what's going to happen, but let's log in and find out.
It's me. It's me, the strange world.
It's a strange world with Hatter. Saturday is open poetry with AP. Monday is. I don't know. Jay's on this Sunday or next Sunday. No, it's Sunday. Are you doing your Veterans Day? AP?
No, I'm going to do my Anzac show on Saturday night. Because
Saturday.
I've tried three times already. There's number four. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so let's really hope for that show, because I actually have two poems for that show. I'd love to get that show, you know, under your belt. Mm-hmm. Just
love
because it's
belt.
So important. Yeah, really, it's important to do. And so let's knock on wood and let's get that taken care of. It's a respectful show and it should be done. Other than that, you guys have a thank you for coming, guys. Thank you, Hatter, for hanging out with me. I'm glad
Thanks,
you came
buddy.
In when you heard that it actually worked. All right, guys, have a great night. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Good night.
See you guys.
Good night. Thanks, Rack. I love you, Rack.
Love you back.
Bye, honey.